The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one as you go on your way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, I am Bishop Gabriel Kumoji, as introduced, Bishop of Kita Akachi Diocese in Ghana. Kita Akachi are two towns, so that means I have two cathedrals, a main cathedral and a co-cathedral. And so, Kita Akachi Diocese. So I'm grateful to the Archdiocese for giving me this opportunity to share my mission with you. But before I share the mission in Ghana, I would like us to reflect a bit of some few themes, I mean, ideas that comes from the gospel reading today. The gospel reading today also seems to be very appropriate for mission. Today we heard in the gospel, Jesus telling the 72, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers to his harvest." This is a statement we read and also we comment on when we are preaching for vocations. Vocations to the priesthood, vocations to the religious life and to the marriage life. But today, this is not only applying for vocation, but it's applying for the need for evangelization. That the harvest is rich, where we need to proclaim the kingdom of God. And so Jesus, seeing that one person cannot do it, is challenging all of us Christians to take up that responsibility to spread his kingdom. At the beginning, he chose 12 people to help him proclaim the word of God. Today in our gospel, Luke is saying he chose other 72 people so that they can even extend to many more places. So we are also being charged to go to the whole world. And we have that mandate in our baptism. When we were baptized, we were given that responsibility to evangelize. So the evangelization is not only for priests, religious, deacons, or others, but all of us. are being called today by Jesus Christ to proclaim his message and his kingdom to the world. And then he told us that this kingdom, we must proclaim it to every corner, people who accept us or not. He says when you go to a town and they welcome you, you always say, peace be to this house. If they welcome you, this peace will remain with them. But if they don't welcome you, it comes back to him. This is a very interesting that you go to everyone. He is sending us to everywhere. Those are where we can see that their harvest is rich, and they need also the kingdom of God to know about the kingdom of God. In this message today, he gives us also conditions for this mission. First, he says, take no money bag, no sack, no sandals. So he wants us not to be distracted by material things. We must depend on the Lord himself. We must focus on the message and the mission he has given us. And so we shouldn't be worried, what are we going to put on? What are we going to carry? No sandals, that means we may have to walk sometimes barefoot. Jesus is challenging us to focus on the message. The second condition I see is, say, don't greet people on the way. Say, and greet no one along the way. And then we were wondering, why should Jesus ask not to greet? And especially in our area in Ghana, you greet everybody on the road. Whoever you see, you greet. If you don't greet, it's a sign of disrespect or the sign of arrogance. So if the person is from work, you greet. You know the person or you don't know the person. Because if you bypass a person without greeting, it looks like you are ignoring the person, or you are a bit arrogant, or you are not courteous. And so we greet everyone. If a person is coming from farm, you greet him with a farming greeting. When a person is coming from work, you greet him with that. When a person is working and you meet him, there is a saying you have to tell him the work should go on, encouraging the person and recognizing that the person is there. You have recognized him. But I understand why Jesus said we shouldn't greet. Because in some of our greetings, when you meet face to face on the way and you are greeting, it can take about 10 minutes. Because when you start, say, how are you? I am fine. How is your wife? She is fine. How are your children? If you know the name, you can even call them one by one. How are they? They are fine. How is your work? Your work is fine. And then you finish. You can go on and finish. And then afterwards, the person will repeat the same thing to you. So can you imagine if you go around greeting people, about 10 people already, it will be noontime. So what time will you have to proclaim the gospel? So when Jesus said, don't greet anybody on the road, he is asking us to focus on the message. The message of the kingdom of God is at hand. Then he tells us also that in this mission, we shouldn't seek for our own good. Self-interest, you go to, don't move from house to house. Whoever accepts you, stay there. And then not also to ask whatever they set before you, eat. The food they set before you. Not go to the mission and ask, I want a special diet, or I want a Chinese or Italian meal or Mexican meal. No. When you go there, you came for the mission to proclaim the kingdom of God. Whatever they set, you take it. It shows the urgency of the message and the mission. And it shows that ourselves, we must, like what John the evangelist, John the Baptist will say, I must diminish and Christ must increase. And so you proclaim Christ. Many of these missionaries came to Ghana with such mentality and such also readiness to devote themselves to the word. In Ghana, I am sure many of you will know Ghana in West Africa. And I know those who like soccer. We played United States in the World Cup about 3 times. 2 times we eliminated the US, and the 3rd time they eliminated us. So whenever I say I'm from Ghana, it evokes again a new relationship. But Ghana was evangelized by some missionaries from United States, the Divine Word missionaries, and then also missionaries from Netherlands. And I know today U.S. is playing Netherlands, so they wouldn't like me to call Netherlands. Netherlands, they have the Missionaries of African Mission. They call them the SMAs. They were the people who also evangelized in our area. And especially in my diocese, Keta Akachi, which is in the southeast of Ghana, and it is along the coast, the Atlantic coast, and it is bordering another country, Togoland. And so it is the missionaries came and evangelized us, established missions and parishes, and at the moment we have about 29 parishes and many outstations. Every parish has its own stations. We call outstations or mission stations. The parishes are where the priest resides, where there is a residence for the priest. And then they go to these outstations, visit them as regularly as possible. And we have 78 priests in the diocese. And so they make programs every month or quarterly in order to visit these areas. And in their absence, there are lay people whom we call catechists who lead the people in worship. They prepare them also for the sacraments. And especially when the priest goes there, gives them the sacrament of reconciliation and celebrates the Eucharist with them. These are sometimes done during the weekdays. So they get their Sunday obligations within the weekdays too. And then they attend Mass and they continue round. So at least a month, all the villages have visits and must be regular. Many of our priests use what we call pickup trucks. They have pickup trucks for the parish. Some also cannot go to the stations because of the road. They have motorbikes. And then in some places too, we use canoes where you can go on the water in order to reach the station. But whenever the people meet the priest or the priest comes to them, it is a great joy for them. And you can imagine a station managing 15 outstations, 20 outstations, 10 outstations. It is not easy for the parish to cater for all that. And so the diocese must always and constantly have to support the parishes. And that's why I'm very grateful to the Archdiocese and to Father and Monsignor for giving us the opportunity to celebrate with you today so that you can also contribute to the mission in Ghana. In today's proclamation, I would like to talk about 3 institutions which I am concerned about, which I need your support. The first one is St. Teresa's Institute. This institute is physically challenged children. You know, when in a poor area and in a fast society, physically challenged seems to be left behind. And so the church has taken it as a responsibility to bring them into an institution where they are given education from the basic level, and hoping some of them will continue to, and which many have done, continue to high school and to universities. But apart from the basic education, they are exposed to trades like printing, they have leather work, they have catering, they have dressmaking, they have various things to help them to be able to establish themselves and to be independent and to take good care of themselves. And so with that, they are becoming integrated easily into the society. Then the second institution is Good Samaritan Institute, which we take in people with mentally challenged, people who have like Down syndrome, born by that, with that. And in our cultures, many of the cultures in Ghana, sometimes they consider those people spirit children. They don't want them to be seen. They are hidden in the houses, sometimes abandoned. And sometimes in some places in Africa, they are even killed. But the church continues to proclaim the message of the kingdom to them that these children are not to be killed. They are children of God whom God loves. So we have brought them into these institutions where they learn how to take care of themselves first, identify colors, thoughts in different ways, because some of them are very difficult to grasp any lesson. So they have their own instructors which help them. And these are people whom the diocese have to care for too, as part of the harvest which we need to make. And so I would like your contribution to for these institutions too. Then the third one is a girls' institute, St. Agnes Institute. And usually in the area where there is poverty, usually the girls are the people deprived from education. They are brought home, they don't go on in education. Or in the school, when maybe a girl becomes pregnant, his education is stopped. And the church said, no. I think now the whole world is rising up to that no, we should educate the children, especially the girl child, and let them also be abreast with everyone in society. So in this institution too, we have people who have dropped out from school, people who have been prevented from going to school, people who did not have opportunity to go to school in this institution, where they are given the opportunity to do basic education. They do also vocational education, learning, catering, dressmaking. Now we are adding computer, and then they will also learn sewing and weaving. And we hope these will help the girls in our area to accept themselves and also accept that God loves them. And so in this today, I ask you to contribute, to support our people. And then you will see in the pew these envelopes. You can put in your donation, and if you are not ready today, you can pick one home, put in your donation anytime, drop it at the mission or the office, and they will forward it to the diocese, and the diocese will forward it to us in Ghana. Thank you for your generosity, and thank you for your prayers.